Well, no, that's this is a lot of BKG stuff over here, actually, now that I think about it. No, all of that is...
That's a commuter.
Yeah, right.
That's
a commuter.
That's got his rear end suspension.
This is the Evo one, right?
Yeah. That's
where you're taking an Evo and making an XR type of look?
Yeah. I start with just a stock Sportster, you know, right off the showroom floor. And then
it's a 12?
It starts life as a 12. This happens to be a 1450.
Yeah. Wow. Thing's ballsy.
But, cool. Yeah, but I wanted to...
You should see what I rolled up on.
Oh, you don't
tell dude, it's
you
rolled
up. Did you? Hot. Oh, well, check it out. Yeah, everybody was after me to make a street tracker, you know, and I said, well, to make it look like a street tracker, it's going to have the... Or an XR750, it's going to have the pipes on the left and carburetors
on the
right. Well,
yeah, of course.
So I had new heads cast.
Yeah, yeah, you know, I was talking with what's-his-name about modeling the heads for that. Who's the guy you were working with on it, the younger guy? Stuart?
Oh, yes.
Are you talking to Stuart? So I was talking to him, but I couldn't... I had some XR heads in front of me that he had from you, I guess. And I'm trying to model it, but I don't know... Without the rest of the engine, I'm trying to, like, figure out, you know, rod angles and valve angles. I'm trying to figure out all the rest just from heads. And I was like, dude, I need more engine than this to, like, figure out how to make some XR heads for an Evo engine.
Yeah.
You know, and it kind of just fizzled out. And I don't know where the project was at that time. But anyway, so these are your heads on this, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
So how do you solve this rear problem? Is that proper for an XR, that angle?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Just straight out the back.